Maybe some of you have not been in a service like this before or ever. Maybe some of you are regular church attender, and maybe this was totally against your model or program. But I'm going to give you a very plain word, because you know what? That's why God has me here. Are you ready for it? This is what we're meant to do. We're not meant to wear out one person to preach us into heaven. We're meant to work together. Somebody give it an amen out here in the house of God. Are you glad that you come? Yeah. I felt God move tonight, and that thrills my heart. Can I read just a couple of scriptures to you? Okay, you said yes. So let's premise that with, if you need to go, then we wish you well and a safe trip home. I understand that everybody's got to get up. So do I. But God will bless you if you give Him your time. If He could cause the sun to stand still, then He can make you forget the time for a little while. Turn with me to the 21st chapter of the book of St. Luke. We're going to read a verse there. And if you're going to put your finger on that spot and flip to the next one, the next scripture we're going to read is in the 26th chapter of Matthew in the 41st verse. Glory to God. Amen. This should be easy to give tonight. We've already plowed the ground. If we'll just focus for a few minutes, God can have His will done in here tonight. I just want to say, as I always do, I don't want it to sound like a broken record, because I really sincerely mean it. I'm so glad you're all here. I am. And God bless you for coming tonight. And He will bless you so long as you came with a willing heart to be here. And if not, that's going to be a rough ride home. All right, let's go ahead and read these scriptures. I just feel the presence of God. I could just praise Him. Luke 21, verse 36, and it says, watch. Say the word watch. Let me down, church. Come on, say the word watch. Watch. There you are. Whoa. All right. Watch you therefore, and here I know you're going to say this one with me, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Go ahead and take a couple seconds, flip over to Matthew. We'll go ahead and read these back to back. Matthew 26, verse 41. And it says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Here's why. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. God, I just ask for a few minutes of your time to minister what you have put in my heart, Lord. For God, I know that it is not a waste that we have studied and searched and sought on this for you. And God, I pray that it goes to the hearts that need this tonight. We're so thankful for your presence, God. Somebody amen that. We're so thankful that you've moved in this place tonight. Somebody amen that. We're so thankful, God, that you are blessing this church to do the works you've called us to do. Friday night, if you weren't able to be here, we missed you. Hope you can come back sometime and be with us then, because Fridays are good services too. Somebody say amen. And come on, I won't get you warmed up one way or another. But Friday night, we talked about the power of encouragement and what it can do if you'll simply do it for somebody else. And I found that when I give of myself and give of my whole heart, that somewhere down the road in an unexpected time, God comes through and gives it right back to me. It might not be in the same form that I gave, but it'll bless me the same way that it blessed someone else when I was willing to give and do the work. Tonight, church, I'm so proud to see what I'm seeing, because you know what's beginning to happen? We're beginning to reestablish people's trust in God. Oh, yeah. If you start standing for the Lord and standing on His word and believing, and then you have something to testify about, you know what you're doing? You're reestablishing people's trust. And they begin to think once again that, I think that God is able. And they go from being a heart that is so weary at looking at everything that's going on to becoming somebody that can finally say, I know, God, you're going to get me through this. And I feel like a lot of people have received encouragement tonight, but you're here tonight to hear something that God wants to speak to you. And he spoke wonderful, encouraging words. But this is a very serious thing, a very serious scripture that we read tonight. And I want to bring emphasis as to why it's important. Friday night we talked about that when we don't enter into encouragement, that we begin to have a false perception of things that are going wrong. And even though things aren't as bad as we perceive them to be, in our mind, everything is falling apart. And as this negative perception begins to grow, the things that we would normally do to rebuke the devil, we do not do it. The things that we would normally do to encourage ourselves and lift ourselves up, we don't do it. And as we neglect this encouragement, this time with the anointing of the Spirit, when we neglect this, what begins to happen? The devil infiltrates into our territory. He goes into areas that he should not be in. He gets inside of your eyes and has you look other ways. He gets in your speech and you begin to say things you never would have said before. He gets into your attitude and you begin to look a little more negatively at things than you would have before. He begins to infiltrate your personality and the things that would become a habit of your life. People begin to wonder if you know Christ at all. And as this begins to happen, we get to the place where we almost enter into a place of sincere faith, but then it becomes just something that we're asking for. It's just something that we're wanting God to do, and then it becomes about the tangible things. Well, God, if I can just get my car paid off, then I know I'll be able to serve you and be a minister of the gospel. Let me tell you something right now. You don't have to have a single thing paid off to minister the word of God. Oh, Lord, if I don't get this done, I don't get that done. I'm not going to be able to do your will. Well, we've got this backwards. And God wanted me to bring this out for two reasons: to educate and to push back the enemy further than he's already at. First of all, the first word that I want to bring out tonight is to watch. Somebody look over at your neighbor and say, watch. Then look over at him in a very creepy way and say, I'm watching you. Don't get creeped out. It's for a reason. You see, when we all go home, you might change out into your pajamas that you wouldn't be caught dead in public with. You'll finally let your hair down. Some of us will be getting our makeup remover and dabbing it all off of our face and going down to pig out on stuff that we wouldn't want anybody else to know about. If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
But let me tell you who's watching when nobody else is. When you finally let your hair down, and you finally drop the act, I'm just going to say it. Because I know that, brother, I love you. You're a blessing to me. But I know I've not met the only man. Oh. And I'm not just going to pick on Brother Mitchell. I've met all of you in church, but I've not met the real you. But let me tell you, who knows the real you? God knows the real you. If he is omnipresent, then he already knows all about you. He knows the rights and wrongs, the goods and bads, the pretties and uglies. He knows everything about you. The things you're not proud of, the things you take pride in, your successes and your failures, your progress and your digression. He sees every part of it. Now look over at your neighbor in creepy eyes and say, the Lord's watching. Because I'm going to get real with you. And I thought I was going to get away from this, but I'm not going to. There's some people tonight that think they have escaped coming up to pray. I feel it. There's some people in here that think that nobody noticed them and they're going to get to go home and be the same way. But I'm going to tell you a word tonight for those of you that are sitting under the sound of my voice. God sees your life. And whether you want to come up and pray now or whether you want to go out and run out the door, you're still going to have to answer for the things that you're doing right now.
I thought I was going to get out of that, but the Lord said, no way. So I just had to put that out there. I don't know why I have multiple hankies tonight. It must be a really snotty night. I don't know. It's good to have backup. Watching is important. You know why? Because it makes you aware. One of the hardest questions to ever answer, Brother Odiva, is when a woman asks you, how do you think this looks on me? Oh, Lord. Or the classic sentence, does this make me look fat? Because, of course, us men, we never get fat. We just enlarge. It's just our goodness just expands. There's no fat here. It's just, oh, just more of me for you to enjoy. We're careful to answer that kind of question, right? Somebody in the house of God that's a male and is feeling my pain, somebody say amen. I have a sister. I grew up with a sister. I have a wife. Share a wonderful relationship. God bless her. I hope she still loves me when we go home. In all seriousness, church, sometimes if we would just be more aware of our surroundings, then we would not be so apt to fall. The Bible instructed us to not only engage our awareness, but to mix it with prayer. Because let me tell you what that begins to do. What you originally see just with your eyes, when prayer is mixed, it takes your vision to a whole nother level. You begin to have a supernatural vision. You begin to finally see what the Lord wants you to see. And what you might have thought was an enemy against you, God can reveal. In fact, they are an ally. In fact, they may be one of your biggest supporters and just have a bad habit of frowning when you're up obeying God. Did you know that it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile? That's because God wanted it to be easy to smile. He made it. He knows you. But here's the bottom line. We cannot put the burden of being aware on other people, because we as human beings can only go so far, do so much, pray so often. We can only do as much as we can do. And that's why he became a personal advocate in your life, so that when you engage the day tomorrow, that you can ask God to help you become aware of your surroundings. What are you talking about, brother? I'm talking about seeing the devil afar off. We want to blame everything. We want to blame everything on Satan. I'm not trying to give him any help, but I'm here to tell you, we want to blame everything on the devil. Well, he's fit me all week long. He's beat me up all day long, and I'm not being insensitive to you, but there comes a point when you have the knowledge of how to get rid of something that the Spirit of the Most High God is more than enough to cause you to throw that stuff off of you and to become more aware of what you should be doing instead of your life passing you by, wondering what you're supposed to do. I know when I'm under a true vexation of Satan. I can tell the difference when it's just somebody at work with a bad attitude, or I'm being truly under attack. Because here's the difference. Flesh is only going to attack your flesh. And God already gave you the power to overcome that. But that which the enemy comes to do tries to kill your spirit. And unless we're praying, we're only watching out for the flesh. Brother, I got your back. I'm going to be there for you, be your friend. But what if something comes up between us and causes problems? If we only based it on flesh, you know what? We might not like each other down the road. You ever wonder why we have so many churches in Campbell County? They weren't all inspired by God. They were inspired by people that was mad at somebody else because they wouldn't let them do what they wanted to do. And I'm here to tell you, you can have a problem with me, but I'm not going to go start another church. Have you ever tried to start one from the ground up? That ain't what you want. Why are you dwelling on this? Because we're not watching like we should be. Here's the bottom line. You might read scripture. You might listen to music. You might even get a new song in your songbook. But unless you're becoming more aware of what is going on around you, then you might be attacked in a time unexpected. And God would never have you to be caught off guard. Never. Never. If anyone has ever told you that you would be totally 100% caught off guard, it's false doctrine. You might get surprised by things, but spiritually, he would have you to be prepared for all things. Because if Jesus was made prepared to bear the sins of the world, then surely he has prepared me to use the Christ that lives in me. I'm just now beginning to open my eyes in a greater way in my life. I'm just beginning to see what the Lord has finally wanted me to see. And you know what? When you begin to pray and mix your vision up with his anointing, you can see the devil coming. And you can tell him he's got to find somewhere else to go. We don't want to receive that, but you're going to have to. You can see him coming afar off. My Lord and my God, he might even try to put on some sheep's clothing, but you can still separate that. If the wheat and the tares can be separated, bitter and sweet waters can be separated. If he called you to be separate from the world, then surely we have the vision to know what the difference is. If we don't become more aware, then here's what happens. The small things get us. The small things get us. One bad stare. I'll just forget it. Here. I'm done. No. I'm done. Forget it. That brother looked at me. You should have seen, Rick, you should have seen the way they looked at me. If I had a hook, I'd hang this Bible up and say, I'm done. But if you're so easily moved by so many small things, then you are not seeing the devil for what he truly is. Because if you could see him for what he truly was, let me tell you what you'd do. You wouldn't even humor when he would come against you. You wouldn't even give it a second thought. And here's what happens. As we grow more aware of his attacks, then we then know how to rebuke him. How can you ever rebuke something you don't recognize as a problem? He said, watch and pray so that you would not enter into temptation. Temptation is not going to overtake you. It's not going to just overwhelm you. You choose to partake of temptation. You select that I'm going to do it. Because when it comes to you, it appears as though it's right, when in fact, it is wrong. There's been some times I've spoke my mind when I should have held my peace. But I wasn't praying and being aware of my surroundings. And when the devil come to try to provoke my anger, you know what happened? I dove right in. Wasn't even ready for it. Did some things never was proud of. Said some things never wish I would have ever said. We've got to learn to get past the small stuff. That's what God's wanting to speak to you tonight. We've got to learn to get past the small stuff. Because you know what? Despite popular belief, I'm holding you accountable to come in next week and be just as on fire as you were today. The Bible does talk about holding each other accountable. And if we don't learn to set the bar somewhere, we're going to have church be so low and so low quality that the sinners can come in and have a better time than Christians. Come on. And you want to know when it's not in order? People walk out and don't feel like that they've compromised. They feel like the way they're living's fine. They don't feel condemnation. If we don't get it to the anointing is so fluent that people feel God tugging at them, then we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we're just coming in and wasting our time. If we don't become more aware of how to get the enemy off our back, let me tell you, you're never going to see the lost and dying world out there. You're only going to see what bothers you instead of what the true need is. It is so much more than just about what you need. He said if you would seek him first and do his will, that all these other things would be added to you. So if all these other things can be added to me, why do I worry about the things that are right in front of me so often? That's where faith comes in. Faith takes what would block our view and lifts it to where we can see. When he said, cast your cares to him, you're not piling it up so high that you can't move forward. You're giving it to a God whose ways are above yours. Have you ever seen a crane in a garbage dump take a big claw full of stuff and move it out of the way? When I give my thanks to God, I know it's going up high, out of my way, out of my thought process, out of my vision, so that I'm able to go forward. He wouldn't have you to repent of all the things you're not proud of, just to walk back up to it the next day and say, well, I gave it to you, but it still seems to be here. He wants it to be out of your pathway. I grew up and was around a lot of people that were back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on drugs. And I've been in some places and programs where they will teach you that you're once an addict and always an addict. But that goes directly against the Word of God. I cannot live today thinking that I'm going to slip and fall tomorrow. I don't have time to go back on something God has already removed from me. The scripture says, he who the Son has set free, they are free indeed, right? So what the scripture was saying is, that which I have removed from your pathway, it is removed and not meant to return. So if you were, don't walk around and say, well, I'm once a sinner, always a sinner. You're a sinner saved by grace. You're a sinner that knows better. How could he tell somebody to go and sin no more if he did not know that it was more than able to occur? I'm just wanting you to get this picture in your mind of you having a boundary around you and things that you have accepted to be in your presence. Doubt, unbelief, bad attitude, people that bother you and you let them. Do I need to say that again? People that bother you and you let them, they don't have any power on you. Oh, they don't have any power on you. Don't you let what people would tell you get you down. Because if I did, I would have already turned in my notice. I would have already been at home trying to enjoy myself some other way. But I've realized that I can't base it on what I'm looking at here. That I've got to move everything of me out of the way so that God can enlarge my vision to see what is out there. Friends, there's people out there that are lost. There's people out there that are in bondage. There's people out there that are suffering. There are marriages that are falling apart. There are families that are being broken up. There are workplaces where people are coming in and shooting people. There are high schools where children are coming in and shooting people. And every day that we come in and be a complacent church, we're missing out on it and have to read about it on the news the next day that something else has happened. That if you don't claim your children, if you don't claim your borders, if you don't claim your county, then just watch it and see it come.